Get closer to the game with Starting Lineup on SiriusXM NBA Radio.
When you look at this league being, you know, everybody says it's a copycat league and teams thinking that, or organizations thinking that you need to get three superstars paired together to win a championship, how gratifying was it as a coach who coached in that system with Popovich to let people know that that system that they run down there still is very effective, playing team basketball, still can win titles?
I mean, it's a good question, Stacey. I was with Pop for 12 years, and when you look at the evolution of their structure, you know, you can almost see, and it is, it's an evolution. There's a timeline that I can, in my head, see it so clearly where, you know, we posted Timmy and David and sprinkled all those shooters, and then, you know, we drove Manu, and then we pick and rolled Tony, and then it's grown to like a hybrid Euro ball, something on hyperspeed, and the growth of it and the improvement of all those guys. And under, you know, Pop just sort of showing an incredible intellect and flexibility to grow with the talent and grow with the league, and, you know, just the improvement as a team, the improvement individually, the style of play. It's very pliable, and so is he. You know, and you combine that with him just being such a great leader and highly intelligent, and it's produced the consistent performances that we all see annually. It's incredible that annually they're right there all the time.
When you look at last year, and we talked about how disappointed San Antonio were after not winning that championship, and a lot of people thought that they should. You know, watching this season's championship, what adjustments, and knowing Popovich, what adjustments did he make going into this championship series against Miami that really kind of made the difference that you saw?
I think just the trust in motion. You know, everybody, you get so nervous where the ball isn't in the right person's hand on the right perfect part of the floor at the right time. And it was clear that the trust in the motion and the movement and the pace and the people went to a higher level. And, you know, when you start talking or playing and coaching in playoff basketball, everybody talks, you know, it's a possession per possession game. Every possession is gold. And that is true. And to let go of that gold and to empower your players and trust the system is difficult. You know, it's always that balance of trying to control things from a sideline and letting it play out from a coaching perspective. And I just step back and, you know, you watch their motion and their movement and players trusting players, you know, and it end up with good spacing and good players making good decisions. I think that stood out. I think the thing that doesn't get talked about as much as what I just said is how good defensively they were. And I think, you know, Stacey asked about sort of from afar, watching the adjustments over the years. I just thought it was a clinic. I think that both sides of the ball, they were pretty special.
The Starting Lineup, weekdays from 7 to 10 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM NBA Radio, Channel 217, and on the SiriusXM app.